on the weekend, I don't wear socks. I have to wear socks to work. Can I leave my socks at home?
No.
Okay, don't you wear socks. You're gonna get blisters. You got too much on. It's too hot. You understand me? I don't want you walking around the school with that. You're gonna perspire and you're gonna get sick. Tie your shoelace. Bye, darling. These are my kids. I share them with their parents, but they're my kids. There's a hat on your head. There's a hat on your head. Thank you. And there's nothing in the world I won't do for them. They're like my blood. They are.
Jeff Litt is the superintendent of Icon Charter Schools, a network of seven small schools in the South Bronx, where about 80% of the kids come from poor homes.
I told my kids the only time you're going to see a courthouse is when you're an attorney or a judge, and the only time you're going to see the inside of a police station is if you're wearing a uniform.
Though you'll rarely read or hear about it, Icon is one of the nation's most successful charter school networks. The students here do exceptionally well on the state English and math exams, far outpacing both the kids at traditional public schools in New York and those who attend the other leading charter school networks. But this isn't Litt's first big success educating kids in the South Bronx. Years before he came to Icon, Litt served as the principal of a public elementary school called PS 67, later renamed Mohegan. When he arrived at the school in 1988, it was a disaster.
The walls in the hallway were covered with graffiti and urine. It was probably the worst teaching staff that New York City had.
Yet, like all public school principals at that time, Litt had very little power to make changes.
It was dictated to me what my staffing was going to be, but then I was responsible for the outcomes in the school. I was not allowed to pick a textbook.
Nevertheless, in short order, he replaced almost the entire teaching staff, brought in a rigorous new curriculum, and rehabilitated the school building.
I wasn't granted permission to make any of the changes that I did. I just did it.
Litt left Mohegan in 1997. And then 3 years later, billionaire investor Carl Icahn donated money to create one of the city's first charter schools, and he hired Litt to design it from the ground up. Icahn's money would go exclusively to pay for buildings, and there would be less money spent on each student than at a traditional public school. But that didn't matter. For the first time in his career, Litt was given a free hand.
I used to say I was like a horse in a corral, and suddenly you opened up the door and the horse could run free and show how fast they could really run.
Though Icahn was a runaway success, Litt was programmed early in his career not to rankle the public education bureaucracy that he runs circles around.
We stay under the radar. Our culture is non-confrontational.
Another reason Icahn gets so little attention is that it's been overshadowed by another charter school network, which is anything but non-confrontational. If Jeff Litt stands for the old guard in New York City's charter school world, Eva Moskowitz, the founder and CEO of Success Academy, represents the new. Moskowitz has seized the bully pulpit, loudly denouncing the mayor, the school's chancellor, and the teachers' union for trapping children in terrible schools. And Success Academy's test scores have given her a loud megaphone. Icon is the number two highest achieving charter network in New York, second to Success Academy. But the comparison between the two organizations gets more hazy when you take into account what's known as backfilling. When students leave Success Academy schools for whatever reason, the administration stops replacing them with new students after the fourth grade, so the enrollment of each class dwindles over the years. Icon, on the other hand, replaces the kids who leave with new students from the district schools. Generally, those students have a lot of catching up to do, and they bring down Icon's overall scores. And while Success has been widely criticized for often suspending students and stigmatizing low achievers, Icon has a less punitive atmosphere. Last year, 11% of students at the Success Academy schools were suspended at least once. At Icon, 0.5% were suspended, or a total of 10 kids among all seven schools.
The best way to describe it is unconditional love.
I think it's no fluke that they're the two highest performing charter networks in New York City.
Charles Somm is the Education Policy Director at the Manhattan Institute, and he's been researching and writing about both Success Academy and Icon. He says the reason they've done so well is sort of a no-brainer.
I think both of them focus like a laser beam on what kids are actually being taught and how, and keeping kids up on grade level if they're falling behind in a certain area, getting them extra help.
Over, under, around, down, up, between, etc.
It sounds very simple, but actually doing it is quite difficult and rare.
Rushed.
Good. Who rushed?
ICON's teachers tend to be more experienced than those at other charter schools, and many of LIT's administrators are veterans of the traditional public school system, who he lured out of retirement by offering them the opportunity, for the first time in their careers, to do their jobs unimpeded by union work rules and red tape.
And I thought that was a tortoise, but it's moving fast.
Tortoises move fast or slow?
Soon after Marcy Glatstein retired as the principal of a traditional public school in the Bronx, she got a call from Jeff Litt, offering her a chance to be a principal yet again at one of the schools in the ICON network.
Now you can practice what you've been taught. Now kids can really benefit from your experience. I want your imagination. I want your creativity.
I couldn't imagine the heights that I could go when I could do whatever I wanted to do.
How do they clean their feathers?
Like this.
If I have an idea and I want to do it, it is done and there's no questions asked.
Hi, buddy.
Principal Lawford Cunningham also started his career at a traditional public school, but he didn't leave voluntarily. He was pushed out after his first year because he hadn't completed his master's degree. Coincidentally, Marcy Glatstein was his first boss.
So what happened was I got a call from the district office telling me that he no longer had a job when he was more qualified than teachers that I had. But because they had seniority, they were allowed to remain in my building while he actually was fired. It feels like you don't have control over your own organization.
So I hired Mr. Cunningham, and he's, I don't know, 2-3 inches taller than me. Looks like he's carved out of stone. Every single year, 100% of his kids pass the exam.
So Litt promoted him to staff developer and then 4 years ago to principal of the fifth school in the ICON network.
My personality is stern and put together.
Have a seat.
I mean, I get that from my dad and all the males in my life. They're all respected.
Yeah, but you have to eat something. You want an apple? Go get an apple.
We're not really concerned about the press. We're not concerned about that aspect of it. We do the right thing. We make sure that our students go to specialized high schools, and that's our focus.
But while Success Academy is growing fast, thanks to its aggressive approach, the ICON network has expanded much more slowly, even though families are desperate to win a spot. This year, the 16,513 kids who applied to go to one of the ICON schools had less than a 1% chance of getting in.
That's 16,513 parents who turned their back on the DOE. They said, I don't want you, I want them. A parent in the inner city who wants the same for her child that we all want for ours. She's trapped, and she knows not too much is going to come out of that school to help her child escape that cycle of poverty. So charter schools came in, and now a parent has a chance of not sending the child to that neighborhood school that's unsuccessful. The problem is we don't have enough charter schools.
How you doing over there? You okay? Yeah? You waiting to go home? Okay.